Welcome to Drones Garage. I'm Jacob, and today I'm here with Larry.
Hey.
It's a special guest for us because Larry is in charge of the Channel 9 show, like all of it, right?
Yeah,
and so you're in charge
of
the studio. And so we're going to talk about just a couple of things today. First, we're going to talk about this stuff here, which is the event tracker. This is the Big Brother. So it's the TBS event tracker, and it's the Big Brother to the race tracker. And so we just got ours. In this week, and this, what it does, if you don't know, it uses the VTX transmitting signal from a quad so that when you run by the start finish gate in a race, that it tells you the lap times for the people racing. This can do, I think, up to 8 people, where the individual race tracker that you could buy for yourself does just your quad. Right, so if you went out for the buddies and you wanted to race but and get your own time and practice, you can buy the race tracker. So more on this later. I haven't even set it up. Just came yesterday when I got it. And so we're gonna set this up for our event next week, and we're gonna do Tiny Whoop racing with it, and we're gonna see how it works. My only gripe, if I have one for Raphael or Trappy, is You sent European cables to US. And so I need to, it's not that big of a deal because we can power it with LiPo batteries, or I think I have some of these. So that was that was my only gripe. It's like, oh man.
My first Xbox or something.
Yeah, I think I have a couple laptops that have this style connector into the power bricks. I don't think it's that big of a deal, but it would have been nice. So today, the other topic, we're going to talk to you about you. You guys do a lot of photography. You film a lot of shows for Channel 9, and you go travel around the world doing shows for Microsoft and Channel 9. And you're video people.
Yeah.
And so you've switched from your old Inspire 1 to a Mavic. And I'm just curious, like, how do you love this thing to change your world?
Yeah, we use the drones for production video. And so very video oriented. I mean, it's not racing, although we've come out and shot some of the stuff where you guys are racing. By the way, that's insane. I don't know how you guys do it.
It's hard. I still feel like I'm learning to fly them. Like, I am like the last person in our group trying to actually learn how to fly, because I'm doing so many other things. I haven't had time, I feel like, to just go fly and practice, because it takes a lot of practice to get good at it.
So the first drone that we started using was the DJI Inspire 1.
Okay.
And that's in a... Okay, let me show you what this... We used to travel with this. with this.
This huge case.
This horrible, horrible thing to travel with had our drone in it. And the Inspire 1, very capable drone, does all kinds of stuff. Has HDMI out, which is nice.
Yeah.
Live, so you can do like a live feed from something, but it's kind of a nightmare to travel with. It's big, it's cumbersome, it takes about 10 minutes to set up everything.
Right.
You have to put the blades on it, you have to mount the camera to it, you have to turn everything on, do all the updates if you haven't done your updates.
If you don't use it enough, you're like, exactly. Every time you...
And they do a lot of updates, which is nice. That's
just great.
Good. I shouldn't complain about that, but there always does seem to be an update.
And it's not the cheapest drone in the world either.
It's not.
It's expensive. Yeah. Batteries are expensive.
Yes.
And so an upkeep on it is an investment you have to make in order to really make use of everything.
Yeah. And so we used that one for a while, and then we got the DJI Mavic Pro. And this is what I'm using now. This is the case that I travel with.
Tiny.
It all fits inside this. And I just kind of clip this onto my backpack. I go through security, no problem. I mean, one of the things with any of the drones is you have to take the batteries with you on the plane. You can't check them.
Right.
Throw them away. Ask how we know. And so the batteries for the Inspire are pretty big.
Yeah.
And so I'd put them in LiPo bags and I'd stick them in my backpack. And it'd take up a lot of room. The batteries for the Mavic are really small, and so I usually travel with 3 or 4 of them, and they fit in the sides of this. The batteries are a little bit more useful than the old ones because they have an adapter where you can plug the adapter in and charge the remote or your phone or some other USB device.
So it's, you get more use out of it than just a drone.
Yeah, you can use them for, when you're not right. using the drone, you can use the batteries for other things, which is awesome.
Nice.
Awesome. The battery, I got the fly kit, so the charger that I have will charge four of the batteries at once.
Okay.
So you just plug all the batteries up and walk away.
Plug it in.
In the morning, they're all done, or in a couple hours, or whatever.
That's nice.
So yeah, it's really nice. The really cool thing with this drone, though, is it's ready to go in a minute or two. So I just take it out of the bag, unfold it, hook the phone up to the remote, powered on, it's ready to go. So it's a much faster production thing, and it makes a big difference because, like, we just used it to shoot in Australia, and you go from shoot to shoot to shoot. And so it's just much faster to travel with, and I wore it on a belt. It's got a nice little, you know, belt thing on the back of the bag. You pull it out, you set it up, it's so much faster.
Yeah, I saw one video clip of Seth.
Yeah.
Where you're standing in a parking lot, and you took the Mavic and pulled back and the building behind him. And so it's cool.
It's some amazing shots. It's really cool. And as someone who does photography, it's interesting to think about new ways to shoot stuff. So we have a lot of kind of sweeping shots now where, like, you know, Seth would be walking, we just like kind of swoop up and you see everything behind him, and you get a better sense for where he's at as opposed to just, you know, your camera in front of him kind of shoot.
Yeah.
So shoots 4K. I don't have anything about it that I don't just love. It's really nice. The bag here carries two batteries on the side plus one that's in the drone. I have a dedicated Android device that I use for controlling my DJI stuff, so I'm not using my phone.
Okay.
Carry a couple extra blades. I have this kind of credit card size thing that I carry 8 SD cards in.
Oh, nice.
And so I have SD cards for like all my different devices in there, and I take that with me.
So, my brother's a photographer, and I didn't even think about it, because for me, I'd buy that drone, and I'd just use the SD card that's in it.
Yeah,
I wouldn't really
yeah.
think about it, but you say that, and I'm like, I think, like, my brother, photographer, and he carries around all sorts of SD cards when he goes places and switches them in and out, and it's an interesting thought.
It's handy. Usually when we're shooting, we swap out our cards. So
right.
we'll shoot for a minute, and then I'll give it to our photographer who will, like, you know, dump the card or something.
Right.
So we're constantly swapping out through SD cards, and so it makes it a little bit handier to keep track of which ones we're using.
Nice. So travel's pretty easy. The drone setting up's pretty easy.
Mm-hmm. Much less expensive.
Much less expensive.
Yeah.
And so all around, you feel like this investment, you could literally, I think, buy two of those for the cost, with two of the fly kits for the cost of the...
We got ours new, so I'd say three, maybe.
Maybe three.
Yeah,
for the cost of the Inspire. And not that the Inspire doesn't have its place, right? Its
mm-hmm.
its camera is much bigger and different. So do you feel like the video quality from the Mavic compared to the video quality out of the Inspire
just
is something
for
what you guys use and everything?
Yeah, it's just as good. The only thing that is the big difference with the Inspire is we have two controllers in there. And so there's times where we're shooting something and you really need to focus on, you know, flying the drone. And then we have a photography guy who will take the second one and he'll run the camera. And so that's kind of nice because you're concerned about flying, where is the drone, and they're concerned about, like, where's the camera pointing, what are we shooting,
right.
settings, stuff like that. So that's pretty nice. And the second controller can also do HDMI out if you need to do to a device or something. We don't do that much. I kind of hoped at one point we could fly it at build and use the video out in the live feed at build. Apparently they don't like you to fly these things in buildings over people's heads.
I don't understand. The Mavic has tripod mode for flying inside, so it's incredibly stable indoors.
It's made for doing indoor shots.
So Which gives it, so maybe you can talk them into it now. It's like, yeah, it just like maybe stays maybe exactly where it's at inside, which is amazing.
Yeah.
Like when you see it happen.
The Inspire, it's a bigger drone anyway.
Right.
It's heavier. Everything about it is bigger. And so when it's coming down over your head, it sounds like a swarm of killer bees coming to kill you.
It's pretty loud.
And so it's a little intimidating. And it, even like is the pilot flying it, it was always intimidating to me to know I've got people that I'm shooting underneath. I got to make sure the blades don't hit them. I don't want to, you know, yeah, Enrique Iglesias thing going on here. I don't need any problems.
You don't need any problems.
Yeah, so it was always really intimidating to use. This thing is just so much more comfortable to fly.
Right.
It feels lighter. It's more nimble. It takes us up less of a footprint. You know, I can grab it out of the air to, you know, if I need to launch it off of a boat, which is one of the things that we, you know,
you guys launched it off a boat. Oh,
we were on a boat, and so I more use the DJI Osmo to shoot.
Oh, okay.
But the gimbal on the Osmo, you know, where Goldnose was using a 5D or I think a Canon C100,
yeah,
the video was just like bouncing all over the place as we hit waves. Osmo, it's just a perfectly stable shot.
Nice.
Which, by the way, one of the really interesting things that you can do with the DJI, once you turn it on, you get it, you know, set up to the phone to record.
Right.
It's a gyroscopic camera, as in, like, you know, rooster mode. If you've ever seen someone move a rooster around its head, it always stays in the same spot.
Okay.
So you can just grab the drone and just use it to shoot really stable video. So you can use it besides, you know,
kind of like an Osmo as a gimbal. That's an interesting idea. Like,
so,
I didn't think of, no one's ever said that to me. That's interesting. I mean, it's so small to carry. It's not like you can leave it folded up and do that.
It doesn't know if the arms are folded or unfolded.
Oh, okay.
So there's no like sensor that says, hey, you know, your arms aren't open or anything like that.
Turn it on, go in the app and hit record.
Like a camera. Yeah. If you were like if you had to run behind someone and get a stable shot from behind them, you could just use it that way.
So that answers an interesting scenario based on the comparison between the Karma, which is the GoPro one, which actually has a gimbal that you can remove from the drone, compared to, that was one of the things people used to say about the Mavic, the comparison between the two is like, do I get the Karma, do I get the Mavic? Well, the Karma has a gimbal that I could take out and use for other stuff. The Mavic doesn't, but you're saying you could actually just use the Mavic as a gimbal if you wanted to.
You could. Yeah. You could. There's also some 3D models for if you do 3D printing that you can make for the bottom of this that will hold attachment things to the bottom. Like, I was looking at making a little device that would hold a Gear 360 so that you could have, like, the 360 ball camera.
Oh, okay.
I tried mounting it on the top of it, and it made it a little bit more unstable than I would like, and it barked and beeped the entire time I was
didn't
doing
like it.
So I think if I hung it off the bottom, it would be a little bit more stable,
like
a pendulum. And so I was thinking about doing that, but I thought about it and I was like, you know, I could take the same model and just make a handle for this so you could take it around, you know, kind of like a giant Star Trek phaser or something and kind of shoot with it that way. So it is something that you could do with it.
Nice. I know that I've seen the 3D prints that people are making to make the landing gear taller.
Yeah.
Right, so if you're gonna put something on the bottom, you probably wanna get those too, so you're not landing right on the whatever you're mounting to the bottom.
It's really low to the ground, and so if you're in grass or anything, you kind of need that to do it. There's a lot of people who are getting these, if you've ever seen like the things that you twist to fold
up. Yeah, the little fold-up helipads.
Like little landing pad for it, and that can be helpful. I used it in Australia. I took off from a beach, and so I was kind of concerned because it's so low.
Sand
was going to get in the camera, the gimbal or something, cause some problems. But I put it on kind of the damp sand and started from there and didn't have any problems at all.
Nice. Awesome. So your experience has been great. You're pretty positive about it.
I would say get the $100 insurance.
Get the $100 insurance.
Yeah,
we talked about that before the show. I'm like, if I buy, when I buy one, it's not if. The insurance is one of those things because you can, like we talked a little bit about before we started filming about, now they have extenders and range extenders and some people are flying these crazy distances away.
Yeah.
And
I think it's rated to go 2 or 3 miles away. That's yeah, what they
I think
say.
It's 7 kilometers. I don't know. I don't remember how that translates. You know, it's like probably 5 miles, four miles, or something like that.
You're talking to a couple of Americans. Yeah, Saturday.
Whatever that translates
out
to.
7 kilometers is, who knows? There's no way to know how far 7 kilometers could be, but it'll go that far and come back. And if you join the DJI Mavic Pro Facebook page,
yep,
you can see there's people who have screenshots from their phone showing like how far away the Mavic is
from them.
It's insane. Like, I would be absolutely terrified if it ever goes further than I can see it clearly. I start kind of sweating.
Because then you're like, I just have this little screen to look at, and I'm not sure where it's at.
You may as well be on the dark side of the moon at that point.
No.
And so you go in there, and there's some people. Now, the nice thing is it gets out of range or something. It's got a return to home feature.
Yeah.
So wherever you took off from, it'll come back to you and land for you, which is nice. There's a couple of people on that page who talked about flyaway problems that they had. But that's what the insurance is for. So if you have a drone that decides to go rogue and take off and disappear forever, DJI will look at your logs, make sure you're not, you know, you're
not doing
actually
crazy
lost a drone, and then they'll replace it for you.
Yeah, and it's a good investment. I mean, especially if you want to use this to go out and do shots in places that they're not sort of where you can see completely. Like, even if you went out into some nice wooded, you know, scenery areas, and you wanted to get some shots, and you flew this thing out there, you could lose it easily. Because if it goes down in some trees and some woods out there, finding it will be difficult. It does mark in the GPS like where it's at, and you could attempt to go find it, and you might, but you might not.
Yeah.
And so the insurance is pretty good.
The return to home feature too also has a height to go to before it starts returning home, which is kind of important because in the Pacific Northwest, there's 100-foot trees everywhere.
Yeah.
And so you don't want it to just start coming home and, you know, it tries to plow through a forest or something. So you can say, you know, go up to 150 feet before you come home and then do that. So that's make sure you set that if you have those issues.
I'm well aware of the feature, but for the opposite problem, because we had what is the tree underneath something. And then the battery went low and it returned to home. So the first thing it does is go up, and it ran into something underneath it and crashed. So that was
so you
had to be careful either way.
The nice thing with this is it does have front sensors on it. So if it's coming back and it sees a tree in front of it, it'll stop. It's not going to run into things. I tested this pretty thoroughly to where I would like try to run into things when I was shooting.
Oh, okay.
And it will completely stop no problem there. That said, I'm trying to mess with some of the other functions on it, like tracking objects, and that's one of the really cool things that it does. It's like I tried on my bike where I would like take off and just have it fly kind of circles around me and shoot
me. Keeps tracking you.
It's really cool because you drag a square around the object that you want to track, and it knows, like, I tracked a horse, and it's like, oh, horse. I tracked a bike. Oh, it's a bike. It knows a boat from a car from a...
Nice.
So it's got some intelligent functions in there where it knows what it's shooting. It'll track it appropriately. But there was one point where I was trying to circle around a point, and so it'll like kind of move around in a circle, keeping the front of it pointed towards the object you're shooting. And when it does that, the controls on the controller change. So like, you know, forward and back now does like higher and lower and different things like that. So I was trying to track an object, just a tree in my front yard, to get used to using it that way. And it was going sideways, and I could see it was starting to go into a tree, and it doesn't have side sensors to tell if it's going to run into something. And I was like, oh, no. And so I was trying to stop it, but now all the controls are different, and I just plowed right into the tree. So that was my first set
damage?
Of propellers that I...
No damage?
No damage. Just, you know, okay. New propeller, couple new propellers, and it was fine.
It's good.
Yeah,
I know... As some people have had the Phantom 4, and it has, I think, the same sensor array where it's just forward and down.
Yeah.
Like this, I think this one has down-facing cameras as well, right?
Yeah.
But it doesn't have the sides and back, right? But the Phantom 4 Pro does. So I know some people that have moved from the Phantom 4 to the Phantom 4 Pro because of that reason, right? Because it has sensors on the sides, and they were like, I've ran this thing into some walls and stuff, and so they just like... I moved to the Phantom 4 because it has sensors all over it.
When you first take it off, you take it up to about 30 feet and just kind of park it for a second, and it'll use that down-facing camera to figure out where it took off from and what's below it. So when it comes back, it's not just the GPS that's bringing it to home.
Right.
It also looks like, where did I take off from and what's underneath me? And it'll try to land in the same spot, which is just awesome.
Yeah, I've seen people using it, and it pretty much lands within like a very small area of where it took off, right? Because it uses those cameras and everything. Mm-hmm. Awesome. Well, we're going to do some more stuff with this and video and stuff. So you know, for me, I thought let's have you guys on. You guys do video for the whole channel, so you're experts in the video space, and so it's another area that I'm interested in, and so we'll talk some more about it later. Awesome. And I'm sure you have footage, and so
we'll cut some footage in. I used this one for our latest show that we did in Australia, and a couple things here on campus that we're doing.
Okay, nice, and we'll do some more. You guys film a lot of stuff for us, and I'm sure we'll end up using that for some things as well.
Yeah, this is going to be the device that I use from now on, much easier to use.
Very nice. All right, so that's our show, and fly safe. Okay.